KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 46 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today, a high of 56. Areas of fog and drizzle are possible this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated. Or call him at 712-764-6000. In Western Iowa news, one of the planet's largest robotics competitions for students in grades K through 12 will be held this week. In Southwest Iowa, Jim Schulte is president of the Create Foundation, which will stage its U.S. Open Robotics Championship in Council Bluffs. There will be around 500 teams and many thousands of contestants.
We have teams coming from China, Hong Kong, Canada, from around the world, and there are 40 different states registered to compete. And of course, the international flavor gives a great experience to all the participants.
Teams from all areas of Iowa are taking part in the competition as robots designed and built by students are piloted through a series of obstacles and tasks.
We're starting to see Iowa really grow in part because of the U.S. Open. And they're also very, very supportive, as all of the teams are, that come in and loan us fields for the event. They come in with volunteers. And the quality of the teams in Iowa are just really exceptional.
The Create Foundation is based in Omaha, and its name stands for Competitive Robotics, Enhancing and Advancing Technology and Education. Schulte says it'll be a challenging, rewarding week for the students.
With judged events, they'll go through interviews, as well as on-field competitions where they do go back and forth. And of course, our object is to get as many kids as we can interested in science and technology.
The tournament is free and open to the public. It runs from today through Saturday at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs. A Nebraska man who was arrested last week in Pottawatomie County for a second-degree theft stolen vehicle has also been charged with being a fugitive from justice, the Pott County Sheriff's Office said yesterday. 44-year-old Stephen M. Moreland of Omaha, who was already in the Pott County Jail, was wanted in Dodge County, Nebraska. He was originally taken into custody late Tuesday night, March 28th, after deputies were called to the area of 185th near Honey Creek for a report of a suspicious person. Moreland was found in a ditch near a vehicle that was reported stolen out of Fremont, Nebraska. Authorities were still looking for a female associated with the incident, 43-year-old Takesha Skeens of Council Bluffs. Pott County Sheriff's Office reports also 42-year-old Shane Rouse of Oakland was arrested last Friday evening in Oakland on a warrant for a probation violation. And late Friday night, 35-year-old Felipe Garcia Sanchez of Council Bluffs was arrested after a deputy located an SUV reported to have been speeding and was all over the road on Interstate 80 westbound near Walnut. The vehicle was stopped on I-80 near Neola. Sanchez was subsequently arrested for OWI first offense. He was also cited for numerous violations, including improper use of lanes, no license and no insurance, and open container. Saturday evening, a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy arrested 24-year-old Deanne Good of Walnut for domestic abuse assault after allegedly assaulting her 23-year-old boyfriend. Both subjects suffered apparent minor injuries. Alcohol was believed to be a factor in that incident. And authorities said 56-year-old Sandra Lee Myers of Minden was arrested Sunday morning for OWI first offense following a traffic stop on Highway 83. 31-year-old Christopher Dale Gonzalez of Avoca was arrested early Sunday morning for fourth-degree criminal mischief and domestic assault with injury after he allegedly broke out a window on his girlfriend's vehicle, causing $300 damage, and had allegedly been assaulting another woman. The 33-year-old victim of the assault suffered a severe laceration. The Glenwood Police Department reports two recent arrests. On Monday, 46-year-old Tita Smith of Glenwood was arrested for possession of marijuana and disorderly conduct. Her bond was set at $1,000. On Sunday, Glenwood police arrested 35-year-old Jared Haas of Bellevue, Nebraska for public intoxication, third offense, domestic abuse assault, trespass, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, attempted burglary, second offense, and interference with official acts. Haas was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail until being seen by a magistrate. In the funeral announcements this morning, Gary Lee Smith, age 71 of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Gary Smith will be tomorrow at 9:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mardell Maley, age 82 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mardell Maley will be this Thursday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gary Lloyd Benton, age 77 of Stewart, died Saturday at Creston Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gary Benton will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Connie Moeller, age 71, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Connie Moeller will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Doris Simpson, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Doris Simpson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lotus Martin, age 84, of Harlan, died Wednesday. A memorial service for Lotus Martin will be this Friday at 4 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Betty Johnson, age 86, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. And as per her wishes, cremation has taken place. Burial will take place at a later date in Ridgeway, Missouri. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Martha Ann Anastasi, age 83, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center. A memorial mass for Martha Ann Anastasi will be June 10th at 11 o'clock on St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.